Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxations, positive affirmations, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness.
Okay, so big welcome to this week's podcast, and really pleased to be joined today by Sam. Sam, do you want to say how you pronounce your name properly for everybody, please?
Kamirchuk. You always think of it. Think of Kamirchuk, and you're halfway there.
Yeah, that's lovely. So I'm going to just introduce you a little bit about you. So and then we're going to talk all about your, you know, mindfulness Pilates journey so far and your running and all of those exciting things and marathon running and et cetera, et cetera. So you're a financial advisor, which is wonderful. And you just said you decided that when you left the Navy in 2009, that you wanted to follow in your dad's footsteps and become a financial advisor. And you said you started doing exams in your notice year and got a trainee position. And you never looked back. Yay! And you're a mum to two lively twins and enjoy running. And you're currently training for the London Marathon for the third time. And you hope that you're actually going to get through it this time. So big welcome. Yeah. So how old are your twins?
They're four.
Oh, bless the little console. And so you said your big thing is that you're training for the London Marathon. So you said third time lucky. So how's that going?
Not too bad, thanks. Yeah, I've still got 8 months to go, so I'm just taking it easy. I've got a couple of half marathons in May, which I'm training for. And then after that, I'll start focusing on the marathon itself.
Yeah, lovely. And so what inspired you to get into doing some mindfulness Pilates with me?
We had a chat, your sister introduced us and we had a chat about finance, and then you told talking about what you did, and I was really, really interested. I've been doing yoga with Adrienne on YouTube for a while, and I always felt better after that, but I hadn't done any face-to-face classes, and I thought, especially as you specialise in back pain and various pains, and I was aching from head to toe pretty much all the time a year ago, and I'm really pleased I did.
Yeah. So how are you finding it? It was really nice, that connection, because you're now my financial advisor and my sister, Julie, who's also been on the podcast and who listens. Hi, Julie. we all connected through WIBM, which is Women in Business, which is so lovely. And you said with all you're having aches everywhere. So how's it helping with your aches and pains?
I'm still getting them. Obviously, I've only joined you a few weeks back, but just when I was out walking today, I was actually walking straight rather than having my usual head forward and the bobbing thing that I usually do, which obviously puts strain on my neck, and I used to get loads and loads of headaches. So I'm finding, even after a few short weeks, that my posture is improving.
Yeah, it's good, because you're obviously really new to it, as you said. And you said that when you were younger, like when you were 12, that your posture wasn't so good either.
Yeah, I was unfortunately 5'8" at the age of 12, and you can imagine everybody else was shorter than me, and so I did what pretty much every tall kid does. I'm not tall now, but particularly as an adult, but as a kid I was. I just hunched forward and tried to take up less space.
Yeah, it's interesting, because there can be different reasons that children and teenagers start slouching. It can be like with you, it can be due to being tall. For others, like myself, I ended up with that bad posture, which is called kyphosis, when there's a round, you go round shoulders, but as you say, you're like your posture is shrinking. I'm gonna some of you will watch on YouTube, but you're like shrinking and your posture just shrinks forwards, and that can be due to shyness. So for me, I ended up with that bad posture due to shyness. For other people, it can be due to having a large chest, they want to hide as they're growing and things like that. There's so many different reasons that poor posture can come about. some people are just finding in the pandemic they're just sat there at the computer too long and haven't got a clue how to sit and slumping and like slumping more and more the more they're there, which is not good. But yeah. So how do you find, because whereabouts in the world do you live?
A place called Kempston, which is just outside Bedford.
Yeah, so I'm in Dorset by the sea. The lovely thing is that my studio is always online now. So how are you finding it doing the lessons online together? On Zoom?
I'm really enjoying it. I was said to you from the first get-go, actually, that I was really impressed that even though there were about five or six of us in the class, you were individually looking at everybody at the same time. I don't know how you do it, actually, to be honest. And you were correcting myself and other people, and it felt like a one-to-one, even though it wasn't a one-to-one. So that, I thought that was very impressive.
Yeah, to me as a teacher, that's quite exciting, because I wouldn't do it. If I couldn't work in that way, I just wouldn't do it. But it is exciting that you can make, I as a teacher can make sure I can see everybody and correct everybody and make sure everyone's working at the right level. And, oh, Sam, put your head back or whatever it might be. But it means you're doing it properly and in good alignment, and obviously you're then going to get the best out of it. But yeah, I just have to have my beady eyes on you all. But it's nice though. And you started off with you had a one-to-one as well, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Which is good. So how, in relation to your running, and obviously you're obviously going to be doing the London Marathon, and you're building up to half marathons, how are you finding the stretching side of it helping you?
It definitely helps me. I have an issue with my left hip, which you know very well. So I have to stretch that quite a lot, and having improvement with it, it's a long going process, but when my left hip goes and I start having glute pain, and it can be quite agony to keep on running, so it's something I need to make sure that doesn't control my life again.
Yeah, because you've had sciatica pain with it as well, haven't you? But
I have.
You've had some sessions where you've done it and then it's eradicated that, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Or it's reduced it to enough of a level that I can keep on and run without pain.
Yeah, so that's just, you know, fantastic. And you've now got your so you're very good. You do some practice. You now got your 6 minutes that you practice. And how do you find practicing, and what do you find the best time of day to practice and things like that?
Generally, if it's up to me on my own, I generally work and do it at night. It's just a habit because of the twins. When I used to just exercise when they were in bed, because at least I knew that it would be uninterrupted. And it's just a habit, even though I have time during the day, I generally do it, let's say, at night.
Yeah, so that works. It does. I mean, I encourage everyone to practice in the morning, either before breakfast or first thing. But for some people like yourself, you know, because of having, you know, younger children, 4-year-olds and everything, family and business and stuff, and or just because that's just what's worked for you from when they're little. For some people, they do find it good in an evening.
Yeah, sometimes I manage it in the morning, but usually I forget.
Oh, really? It's good that you're doing it in the evening, though. So that is really good.
Pardon? We actually managed to do one of your sessions, one of my classmates and I. It was quite funny. We had the iPad and the phone. So the phone was looking at the iPad so she could follow along. We did. It was great, and we had a bit of a natter afterwards. So as well.
Yeah, so that's really nice because it's motivational, isn't it? It means, you know, you're showing. So did you do the whole, because the lovely thing is my clients get a recording of the session as well as all their little 6 minutes. Practice daily and stuff, don't you, as well as your one-to-one specifics. But it's lovely that you've met up with a friend from class today. Did you do the whole class recording then?
Yes, we did, yeah.
That's so impressive. Well done.
Thank you.
You get a well done for that. You get a well done positive affirmation for that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So in classes, it's just, might as well lead on to this now. In classes, I always, when you're stretching, pick your positive affirmation card message. So definitely you get a well done today. And it says, I did really well at something today. And then I always say to you, don't I, what does that mean to you that day? Yes. So what does that mean to you today, Sam?
I actually didn't do the class today, but for Friday, I did. I was really glad that I got it done. And today I'm going to do the recording of the one-to-one session. So
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
I feel a lot better.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, yeah, well done for that then. That's what I say. So for you listening at home, it's just a little opportunity for you to take this well done for you and like, well, actually, it can be something small, it can be personal, it can be big, it can be work related. Just say well done to yourself, and perhaps those you live with, say well done to them for something as well, might be really nice. That's what I feel inspired to say about that one today. For me, I feel like it's saying well done for doing a podcast. I know it sounds funny, but it seems to be helping people or inspiring people, like your friend that you meet up to do Pilates within class. Only we've been business friends for years, but the only reason that she came along to do the Pilates with me is because she'd listened to my podcast with my sister Julie New on it, and that inspired her. She said, "I've listened to your podcast. How do I book in?" So I kind of feel like I'm just want to say well done to myself for creating a podcast, because I wasn't planning to. And interestingly, maybe I'll have to invite Kate on sometime. Kaylin is an amazing kinesiologist, and it was after me doing a session with her afterwards I had the inspiration to create the podcast. You probably didn't know that, Sam, did you?
No, I didn't.
And I think if I hadn't have had that amazing healing, kinesiology, whatever amazing things Kate does in the session, I don't think I'd have thought, oh, I'm going to do another podcast. I've already got one. I talk to angels podcast. I think most people wouldn't go for like, oh, let's do two a week now.
No.
But actually, it just feels inspirational, and it's so nice to connect and bring different people's takes on things. And, you know, I've always taught quite a few runners, and I think, you know, there's different angles to how Pilates can help people. And you can, it's really important, I think, alongside cardiovascular exercise, such as running.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's talk about the strength side now. Do you feel yourself strengthening? Because a big component of Pilates is strength and building strength, not just in the back, but everywhere. How are you finding that for you?
As it's early days, not a huge amount of difference, but obviously the core work is starting to get slightly harder now. And
yeah,
I think every week it gets just a tiny bit more. So it's not you wake up one week and you're amazingly strong, but I know that we're chipping into it, and it makes the sessions a lot less difficult, really, because if it was, I went to one Pilates session a long time ago, and I came out aching and in pain, and I just didn't want to go.
Okay, yeah, because I think the thing is, it's interesting, isn't it? So I don't know how many weeks it is now with you coming along. It may be coming up to a couple of months, but you have to build. What the important thing is, even if you're like a runner like yourself, that's, you know, training for half marathons and a marathon, you come along to something like Pilates, which is either brand new or new, you have to have good technique, you have to have that strong foundation, you have to have the core stability from the beginning and build the strength from the beginning, and not you have to get that right, and then you can build properly. like a strong tree, I often say, like in class, like it's like you're a strong tree and your back and your pelvis are really strong but relaxed but very strong with roots into the ground. And if you just skip through the basics and just whiz over to intermediate, then you haven't got the deep strength. So it was interesting when we did the one-to-one, we were focused much more on the stretching and that side of it, and now we can start doing more strength building too, can't we? So that's good. Now you've got the, you know, those that good technique going on.
Absolutely. You kept having to tell me to slow down, I remember.
Yeah, you're going very fast. Ooh, like so fast. So that's good. And you know, at the end of the day, you have to work on what you need and want to start with, get the foundation and technique right, and then build from there. So that's really good. How do you like the relaxation cycle? We start with 1 minute relaxation breathing at the beginning, and then we do a lovely 5 minutes relaxation at the end. How do you find that?
Depends on the day. Some days I really struggle with it. Some days I love it. when I struggle, basically my mind doesn't want to relax. It wants to think about all the things I've got to do today, and if my phone is wrong, who rang, and things like that. And other days I just go to a different place and it sets me up for the day.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting you're saying that. Thank you for sharing that, because I think I can be like that half the time too. And you might think, well, I'm the teacher, and you know, surely she can switch off every time. But no, often you teach what you need to learn. And I think a lot of people will relate to that, Sam, because it's like, I think it's nice if you can just escape off to today. You're going to go to a beautiful forest in relaxation, inspired by Sam, because he said that's your favorite place to go.
Definitely.
Yeah, so you're going to treat you to a 5-minute forest relaxation today for you. And yeah, so it's cool. Sometimes people call it the monkey mind, where the mind's just off on one. But even so, you will, even if you your mind is wandering off thinking about other things, rest assured that it always does you a lot of good. You'll always still feel more energized. You'll always still feel more relaxed and calmer after it, though. Yeah. How do you find, because obviously one of the principles, or two of the principles of Pilates, are relaxation and breathing. So throughout the whole of the session, whether you're stretching, whether you're doing your core stability, and when you're doing your strengthening exercises, you're always breathing with it. How do you like that element of it for concentration?
Yeah, definitely. And that kind of mindful breathing helps with my other activities, such as running.
Yeah, do you have a particular breathing you do when you're running?
Not consciously. I did get one of my running buddies used to run with me when I was quite new at it, and used to say in for three, out for three, and we'll do a nursery rhyme. I can't remember which nursery rhyme he talked about, actually.
Yeah.
He says sometimes when, because I used to struggle with breathing, I'm asthmatic, but very mildly, thankfully. But sometimes when it's cold air and things like that, I need to really, really consciously breathe so that I don't start getting a tight chest.
Yeah, yeah. My mum's big tip with
shush.
It's okay. We don't mind dogs barking. We don't mind. It's called working from home, recording from home. So my mum's tip with asthmatics is with breathing, as my mum was a PE specialist. My mum should be listening, is to blow ping pong balls, that the exhalation is more important than the inhalation for asthmatics. And she used to get her students blowing ping pong balls across the table.
Right.
So, yeah, it can be, we'll have to do a bit of that sort of breathing in classes for you as well, because it's quite good, actually. It's quite good. So, yeah. So that's good on the breathing. So have you got anything else you'd like to add, or a takeaway tip for the listeners today?
I would say definitely sign up for a free class with Bev. Even if you don't go with her, she definitely will point you in the right direction. And I definitely say a lot of runners out there don't do anything like yoga and Pilates, and I think it's essential that they do to avoid injuries. Touch wood, yeah. Never had an injury running, and I hope to continue that.
Yeah, I think it is very, very important for injury prevention. That's something I, in my sports science degree, from having had a very sporty background myself, I was a squash player and runner and 800 metres and 1500 metres and cross country and all those things. And I was ended up so ridden with injuries. And I didn't know anything about Pilates. I was told off. I was told at university, oh, go to yoga, and it did me in. So it didn't help me at all. And, you know, it wasn't until more back problems in Australia that I discovered Pilates from physio recommendation. But, yeah, so that's it's a good tip, isn't it, for runners, if anyone for injury prevention. As you say, it's complementary, isn't it,
to
your passion. It's a passion of yours, isn't it, running?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I never thought it would be. I only got into it because I had to. When I joined the Navy, we had to run, so I couldn't run for more than 2 minutes without collapsing when I first started.
That's amazing. And then, at what point then did it become go from you having to do it in the Navy to enjoying it, and then actually wanting to do it? Then, what was the switch for you?
Well, in the Navy, because there wasn't very much else to do, I used to go running with my boss. We used to go running around wherever we were in the world. And we enjoyed that. We even went running in 30-degree heat together. So yeah. And obviously you have to keep up your fitness in the Navy. So it became a habit. And when I left the Navy, I started doing park run.
Oh.
Up for 10Ks. But I took a bit of a break and had the kids. And then after I had the kids, it was, okay, I'm going to be able to do a 5K again. Okay, now I've done 5, I'm going to do 10 and carried on from there. Did my first marathon a few years ago.
Wow. Have you done the London Marathon before?
No. So I was meant to be doing my first last year.
Yeah. Where did you do your other marathon then?
Manchester.
Aha.
Very boring.
Oh, wonderful.
It was an amazing achievement, but the scenery I thought was very dull.
Oh no, one of my great friends in Manchester. Got a very nice canal there though, very nice canal. I've seen it in the pictures. Had lovely snow recently. Oh, well done with all your running and good luck with Reno, with the London Marathon and everything. And for those of you who want a financial advisor, Sam is here for you. So what's your website, Sam?
It's www.essendonfp.co.uk.
That's lovely. Thank you. I'll put it in the notes as well with the podcast. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming today. We're going to delve next into a beautiful 5-minute forest relaxation for you. Oh, and yeah, anything else you want to do today before we go? Yeah, I think we'll do our angel card after, unless you fancy doing one now, Sam.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so clients, when you're doing your stretches, you can choose between a positive affirmation from the Happy Kids card, like, and I pick you one. Say we've got the well done one, or you can choose an angel card in class. So we'll do this for you listening and us. So best message today. These are from my angelic meaning cards. Best message today. It says, open to your intuition. It says, be open to your intuition. Breathe in through your nose, out and out through your mouth. Relax and listen to the guidance you receive. And then I always say to you, don't I, what does that mean to you? So at home, for you listening, what does that mean to you? Sam, anything that pops to you that you want to share?
No, it doesn't mean much to me today, so I'm going to have to think about
it. Yeah, I think it's more the well done for you one to you say, isn't it? Yeah. So have a think about what that means to you at home. For me, I just love following my intuition of who to invite next on the podcast, or what author to interview, or what I'm going to bring in that's going to help my clients more this week. It's whatever it is for you that day, but that's what pops into my mind right now. And I said to Sam before the podcast today, didn't I? I said, oh, where would you like to go in relaxation? And then you said the forest. So it's like, oh gosh, I must ask Sam, because where would you like to go? So I really hope you enjoy going into relaxation and meditation together next. Thank you, Sam, so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Lots of love to you all. And let's go into meditation now. Welcome to the forest relaxation. Close your eyes, sitting or lying down. Get yourself really comfortable and breathe and relax. Either placing your hands on your heart or wherever is comfortable for you. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, relax. And in your mind, you're going to escape and just really enjoy a beautiful forest or woods. And you're just going on this beautiful, beautiful walk in your mind through these gorgeous, gorgeous woods and terrain. The birds are singing, the air is so fresh, and you just feel so at peace with nature. And just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And ahead of you, see these beautiful steps, and it's like you can see clearly now, and that all is well in your world. You're surrounded by these beautiful trees, and the temperature is perfect for you. The sun is rising, and as you climb up the steps easily and effortlessly in your mind, you reach the top and feel really accomplished. And as you gaze one way, in the distance, you can see the sea through peeping through the trees. And as you gaze the other way, it's the most beautiful, beautiful light of the sunshine rising and rising at the beginning of the day. It's oh so beautiful, this kind of golden light. It's not too bright, it's just the perfect amount of beauty of the sunshine that you can gaze at here. As you breathe and relax, you're gazing now at that beautiful sun, glistening through the trees over this other side of the woods. And just breathe and relax there. And just stay still as you just are in awe of this beauty of the sunrise. You are on the right path, and you just feel so supported and surrounded by so many beautiful colours of nature, the greens and the golden colours of the sun, and there's blue in the sky. I just love hearing the birds singing. There are clouds in the sky floating along by. Allow your thoughts to float on by. And just breathe and relax now. With the natural rhythm of your breath, in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. And now breathe naturally. And enjoy this for another 10 breaths in and out in your own time. And breathe and relax and just daydream here in this beautiful surrounding. And know that you can go here anytime you like. It's very recharging. You feel like your batteries are recharged. You feel replenished. You can blow the cobwebs away and rejuvenate. You feel so serene and your energy levels are increasing as you breathe and relax in these beautiful surroundings. As you gaze up at the sky, you gaze from the sea on one side, the trees and the scenery to the other side, gazing at the sun rising and the golden ray of the light, and up towards the clouds and the sky, blue and white. Enjoy. You are relaxed and you are wonderful. At the end of meditation, just take a breath in or yawn. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And again, deep breath in or yawn. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And roll your head side to side. After relaxation meditation, you might like that, have a little stretch. When you come up to sitting slowly, just circle your shoulders a few times backwards. Shrug your shoulders to ears and relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. Have a lovely glass of water and perhaps a cup of tea. Sending you lots and lots of love. Really hope you enjoyed today's podcast. How are you feeling after the relaxation? Isn't it just a beautiful place to go? I mean, today it was a forest or woods, wherever you particularly wanted to daydream and go to in relaxation today. How do you feel after that? It's really nice to actually dedicate the time to that and not be multitasking, cooking, cleaning, whatever it might be. work, etc. It's lovely to just switch off for those 5 minutes, take yourself to, you know, a lovely quiet spot wherever you are and enjoy it. I must say I do multitask quite a bit when I'm listening to podcasts, but during relaxations and meditations, it's just so, I do dedicate that time. So I really hope you do too, because it really does help recharge the battery. It's one of my favourite places in the world, actually, going to the woods. So I hope you enjoyed that magical time together today. And yeah, big thank you to Sam for being on the podcast today and sharing about her marathon running and her very beginning of her journey with mindfulness Pilates. That's really lovely. And yeah, it's been a really nice week on that side of things, and constantly introducing new clients as well, like Sam, to mindfulness Pilates, which is really important work, but very special too. So yeah, thank you so much for coming today, and you look forward to seeing you on the podcast next time. Lots of love to you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.